Hello guys, welcome back in new season of Sunray podcast group with employees. As you can see, we are in different setup this season, and I hope you will enjoy in our talks. So as far as I can remember, in the last season, we kind of stopped in the period when Saloon was released, right?
Yeah, something about that.
And we were talking about that. So I believe that the most interesting part for our listeners and watchers is what happened after that release, that period of the time. I wasn't there. I joined you a little bit later after that. So I think that you can give us a much better perspective of what happened then.
Yeah, so after the release, things got a little bit complicated in some way, but in a different way, there was a bit less events in company and a bit much less happening. I started working at Media Ocean, and in that period, I was there to as a support on Saloon also. So it was a bit tough period for me because just started working for the client and working after working hours, supporting Saloon, fixing bugs and working on some minor features. There was Riyad also there. He was really, really helpful, and maybe he was the main guy which contributed the most at the moment for Saloon. Avdo also was with me in Media Ocean. So in that period, I was mainly focused to working for our client, getting to know processes there because it's a large company, different way of working. Until that moment, I was working for a startup, actually. So it's a different mindset, different flow in a startup and in that big company. Karim was in a backend, let's say, on a Saloon release. And then he was, I think, main guy for lots of happenings in Saloon. I would just point out that after Saloon was released, even though we did some more work regarding development, it was all up to marketing, actually.
Yeah.
We were just hoping that it will work in a way we wanted to, and that we will get an audience there.
Yeah, but that's also what I thought at the beginning of this podcast. But then I realized that we had actually in plan and we actually started working on many new features like merchant things, so merchants can sign up.
We were trying to do that.
We also had some kind
make
of
make their wish happen. Yeah.
We also had some kind of contract with the payment gateway for those things to happen.
The most work for that one, Fahar was doing. Senior
and beside all of that, actually we started doing, and as far as I remember, we did a lot of things there. We put everything to the trash. I mean, not in that way, but we figured that the key thing we needed for that thing is WebView. So we focused on WebView and changed the whole WebView to have everything with
I think
payments and scanning and everything on
web. Yeah, payments came in that period. We had a WebView. Before.
Yeah, we had it, but
it was just preview.
It was only preview.
Yeah, seeing products you couldn't order on.
Or
see anything.
And after that, I think we have realized that we did a lot of over engineering and overthinking. And
we had a lot of features.
Yeah.
But maybe we missed the point in some parts there. Yeah. You were also the guy who refactored the website, our website.
Yeah, two times.
to be more appealing to the audience, because marketing team needed those stuff, actually.
Yeah, first time I did it when I came to Sunway. And after that, when the product was launched and something about winter, I'm not sure, when I did the new, completely new UI for the web view and completely new UI for website. And that's also the period when we introduced the Webflow to the company. And I think Salon was like a pioneer project to the Webflow. Also sign up for the vendors on Salon was done in Webflow as far as I can remember.
Only smaller.
I mean, what I wanted to say with this thing is like, I also thought that marketing and sales was the key thing after that, but actually we also did a lot of work after that, the launch.
Yeah, there were a lot of work, but it was kind of a smaller tempo, let's say.
Yeah, definitely.
Because during those maybe 2 months, we couldn't tell where we are going period. We were doing multiple stuff. Kerem knows also, he was designing, he was developing. He did a lot of stuff, actually. Just for Salon, when we are saying that. But it was less stressful period, definitely. There were stress, but in client work or some other, or getting new employees, and things like that. But not in a way of development.
Yeah.
Development was kind of smaller tempo.
Yeah.
We all contributed. Hmm. Yeah.
I can remember also that we had some issue with the Apple Store. Something was happening there. They had some policy and we needed to make guest mode or something like that. That was a big problem after the launch.
Yeah, we actually had to add another page to our website where we will show to user how he can delete his profile, all the steps. That was the requirement which we had to do. Yeah,
but it was a really good school and good thing to learn and see all problems and fix those problems and awesome project actually.
Yeah,
but the point is that you didn't stop with plans after releasing Salon.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you were in the look for a new QA. I mean, not a new, for the first QA in the company. I'm not sure which reason was because of, I mean...
Salon maybe was initiator.
No. Yeah.
The main reason why we figured out that we need a QA, but actually...
We also had... Like, that's the period of time when we started thinking and started to set up all the things for the new startup that we're working right now, the Playout thing. And also, as far as I can remember, that was the period when they said, okay, we need a QA because we're losing a lot of time testing our own things and we need somebody to do that for us. So that's the period when we started doing the interviews for the QA engineers.
Yeah, and you did a lot of interviews, right?
Yeah. That was also the period of time when I was involved in those things. Should we mention those things and process?
Of course, why not?
I think that was like a few months from my starting a company when I started helping out Rehan and Sandy with the interview process, selection process and things. And I could say it has like evolved through the time. At the beginning, we had some keynotes, and those keynotes were like our guidelines when interviewing new people. We knew what we want and what we don't want when asking people those questions and things. After sometimes, I think like a year and something, we also figured that we are losing time checking things with people and how they actually know some stuff and things. And that's also time when we introduced the technical task.
Yeah, but I think that came later.
Yeah, actually that came when we moved to new office.
Yeah, That was...
No, I'm just putting the evolve process of the...
Of course.
Yeah. At the beginning, it wasn't like that. It was like talking with people, getting them to know, actually seeing their Git a lot and trying to see how they... trying to see how they are different from others, other people, and things like those. That's also like...
Even that is not at start. I think at start it was just we got a couple of recommendations.
Yes.
And then just Rehan and Sandy picked us up from our workplace and asked us if we want to join in that interview. And we just got in there without knowing who are we interviewing, actually. We had to think fast and see some stuff that were not written either on Git or in CV. Some of us were better, some of us were much less into that process and didn't have some, I would say, skills necessary for that to pay attention on some minor details. And that is the start of the process, and then Kerim continued working on it.
Yeah. First time was Ahmed and Avdo. They were like switching every time somebody new came to on the interview. Then I was also involved in that process.
Yes, I can remember you from my interview.
Yeah, but the thing about those interviews was we never have published any ad except the sales when Faris came, I think. That's the only ad we had.
Yes, the only first ad was I actually wrote that ad on Facebook group IT jobs, I think. And Faris was the guy I knew from basketball club, and he wrote to me, "Hey brother, what is the main point of this sales is of this ad? Should I apply on it? What are you working on, etc." And that was the first and only ad, I think, in the company until now. All others were recommendations and...
Yeah, pretty much everything was recommendation.
Not just recommendations. I remember the period when you went to PMF, I think, on their open day where...
Not actually the open day. It was like... that was
they
Birch.
They were showing their projects, I think.
That was Birch. Birch. But actually everything, every single man and woman that has came to the company is, I think, recommendation from somewhere.
Okay.
I think like I went like on faculty to have some project and finish those things. And I remember meeting Maki.
Yeah, Almir.
And that's also the thing. I just wrote to Rehan, I think this guy could be good. And the rest is history.
Yeah, you mentioned now Maki. That was our colleague from co-working space where we've been.
Yeah, but that's not this Maki.
Yes.
This is the third one.
And also Maki is my friend from high school, and he actually recommended me in Sanderin.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can pretty much remember that experience from my interview and getting to the office and the whole process of me and preparing for that. Because before the interview, I didn't know anything about QA, let's say. I mean, I knew what QA is, but I didn't know any details. And I remember on the way to the office, I was Googling about QA, types of QAs, automation, manual, blah, 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 blah. And then on the interview, I didn't get any technical, let's say, question about QA.
Yeah, but I remember,
I got screen to test.
Yeah, I remember that was like...
Login screen.
Yeah, and that's also what... separated you from other people. Like you had some really good catchy eye things that you figure out and pointed out. That was, I think, as far as I can remember, Rehan and Sunny can tell me if I'm wrong, but you had that was also one of the moments, not only that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Rehan was fascinated when you told that you learned Korean. Yeah. And that was also like highlight of the interview.
Many people were fascinated.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, I believe that, like, as I said, I was the first QA in the company, and also it was my first job in professional life. And I think that many people think that being the first QA in the company was challenging. In my opinion, it wasn't like that. Like, before I came here in Sanre, you guys were testing the saloon. So you kind had documentation with test cases, etc., etc. And on the other hand, like, I always had someone as support. And I believe that something that really helped me in the QA role is my tendency to be precise. And I think that really helped me out also on the interview. And of course, you learn, by the way, on the time, I mean, to spot issues, to develop a more systematic approach. But I think that process for me went really smooth. And it was my honor to be the first QA here, and it's also my honor to have first job here, to got the first job here in Sanre.
Yeah, I mean, maybe to point out a couple of things here. As you mentioned, there were no technical questions. Maybe not the obvious one or theoretical ones, but there was a practical one, actually. So main focus, I think, on all interviews was to find a person and employee which will be a good cultural fit.
Yes.
Which will have a good mindset.
Of course.
And also to be someone who is eager to learn. Those three things are maybe was and still is. Those three things were and still are the main focus when getting new employees.
Yeah, and also Karen mentioned that at that time we didn't have any defined hiring programs in terms of questions. But I think that in my case, the questions that I got on my interview was really, I don't know how to call it, like, they had own purpose.
Yeah.
Although we didn't have any written questions, we knew what we need to ask someone.
No, actually, there were
some
written
questions.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Rehan
made, I think, something like that.
Rehan did that list of questions, and we had like bullets of questions and just going through those questions and trying to find weak spots or good spots also. Yeah. So that was the thing.
I remember also Amila came to interview, and Paris, our ex-employee, started hitting cooler, and she was second. Actually, you haven't come to work yet, I think.
She was on the interview before me.
Yeah.
But I.
You started working
earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And kind of, it was a period in a company where we had to start behaving like adults and put our jokes to a minimum, at least those which are not for public, I would say. And I remember a period, and we tried to look as friendly as we can to be in an environment where Amila would like to work. And just Faris start hitting a cooler, which was making a noise, and he was hitting it. I was behind the monitor and trying to tell him to keep it down. And those were funny scenes at start.
Yeah, I know that on the interview, Rehan asked me, like, would you mind work environment because we have only men? And I'm like, it's okay. I went to the male high school. I will handle them. But I think I was too shy when I joined you.
Yeah, at the beginning, definitely.
Yeah, it took me some time to be comfortable with all of you.
We were like, at the beginning, everyone would go to the coffee at his bad place, and Maida would sit there and just doing her job, and every day somebody would come on, let's go with us and stuff.
But the reason for that, because I was part-timer
worker
in the beginning, and I really wanted to have 4 hours of work.
Yeah, and I mean, those coffees you mentioned were really good for team building.
Yes.
Actually, our team, as we grew bigger, we can't have a coffee with everyone every day. In that period, we actually knew everything about each other, at least.
Yes.
Those stuff that we can see from everyday.
It definitely is not the same when it was like five people, and now when it's 21, 22. Like, as you said, like, that's the period when you go to the coffee, whole company is going to the coffee.
Yeah, we were all close to each other.
Yeah.
But I believe that, as you already know, we have onboarding process for our employees right now. But back then, I'm not sure did we have defined onboarding process.
No.
But I would say that these moments on lunch break, coffee breaks, et cetera, was part of our onboarding process.
Yeah.
It was unofficially onboarding
company culture.
Yes. Because there's one thing I'm not sure have I ever told you, because it's related to you. It was before my starting the first day. I needed to finish some paperwork, and for that I needed Rayhan. So I was waiting Rayhan outside the office, and at that moment you opened the door, you came to me, shake my hand and said like, I guess you are our new employee. And that was like, it was really a nice moment, because you were so kind, and it really meant, because I thought, okay, someone cares because I'm starting to work here. And later on, I was the most comfortable with you. And I think that moment really shaped our work relationship that we had at this time. And I guess the onboarding process is about that, like to have one person with whom you can really work and to speak about your struggles, challenges. And now I'm people lead. Currently the one who takes care of onboarding process. And every time when I get a new employee, I always remember this moment with Ahmed. And I always tell to myself, like, I need to be to someone like Ahmed was to me. I'm not sure have I ever told you this one. But
no,
that
I don't think so. Yeah, I know that we had a good relationship from the start, actually, and we were tied with work on Saloon and also later on Plenum also.
Yes.
We had weekly
dailies,
everything together. Yeah,
even when I would have any questions about Saloon, I would came to you, and I knew that you are on Media Ocean at this moment, but I wasn't that much shy.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah, I think it should be a normal thing to be as friendly as you can to new employees, and to pull those people in the team as fast as possible, so they feel comfortable to ask questions, to know that you are always there to help them, if you can, of course. And that's the person-to-person aspect also. Later on came onboarding process from technical aspect, so we don't repeat which actually came from making some mistakes a couple of times, and then we just throw them and incorporated them in onboarding process. So team is the most important at start. And always, of course, but for the new employee, it's most important to feel comfortable in new work environment.
And we were a team of 6, 7, later 8 people. So really small team, and onboarding process was done by each person in the company. So it's, and I think that's fine because we didn't have defined officially onboarding process just because of this, because we were so small team and we didn't have any need at that time to have something defined. And later on, it's okay to start to think about these problems and processes and trying to establish them.
Yes, at that moment, all the people were in one room, one office, 2 to 3 meters from each other. So anytime, in everyday work, you will always hear what other people are discussing, so you can give your feedback to that discussion. Now, when we are in a much bigger office, you can be involved in everything, and you shouldn't be involved in everything. But when team is small, every day everyone can give their input to ongoing discussions. So I think that we couldn't miss anything at the start, because getting feedback from everyone will shape that one onboarding unofficial document, I would say. But now we need to have something which is official, which is at least some path we are following. So.
Yeah, but I think that we can say back then, all of us had responsibility to help someone to integrate into Sunray culture.
Yes, definitely. That responsibility is even today, I think. Yeah. It should be, at least from the cultural level and friendly approach to new employees. But all the rest, we have a couple of documents for that. At the beginning, I also remember that I was kind of like people lead to you.
Yes.
And that was some kind of probation for me. I after that I went to tech direction, not just people direction, and it was the new for company introducing that process, and it everything was had a goal to incorporate people as fast as possible and to give our company good employee as soon as possible, of course. But also those moments one-to-one with you were also a kind of exercise for me, mm-hmm. how to approach people on MediaOcean, because I went there to environment where I was a bit shy at the beginning, and communication was my... I was lacking a good communication at start, and it made it... I had some troubles because of that, because I couldn't communicate tickets as fast as possible because of that lack of communication, and just assuming that I should know something. But later you found out that you shouldn't know everything. You should just ask whoever you can at the moment, and that way you put responsibility on someone else to give you proper information. So it was kind of like exercising there, just to grow, which is the main goal in Sunray also, to grow every day in both directions, technical and also personal communication. And
yeah, growth is our core value. But I think that a relationship people lead and employees learning experience from both of us, like, as you said, you were on probation and you learn how to coach people, how to transfer company's culture to someone else and many other things. And from me as someone who is new joiner is the opportunity to catch everything that it's happening there at that time. So I believe that we learned a lot from each other, and was our luck, I would say, because you were people lead to me, also team lead on Saloon. Later on, we would work together on our second startup, and also we were sitting to each other.
Yeah.
So we had many connections.
Definitely.
Yeah. So Karim,
what were you doing while we had one-on-ones?
I just remembered, like, that was, I think Maida was the first employee that had those one-on-ones and those kind of coaching. And while those things were happening, I think I was working back then on my first client that was Adam, also later renamed and rebranded to Lotley Cards. Co-owner, I think, and co-founders maybe, I'm sorry if I'm making mistakes, where our colleagues in the office from another company, Peer Shadow, and it was a good thing to start at Sunray because communication was good. If I had any questions, I would just turn over and ask them anything I needed. And after that, I remember having the Charlie as a client. As far as I can remember, that's like that period of time when you were guys having one-on-one thing, coaching and stuff.
Yeah, I remember Charlie was a project that wasn't that tough, but from UI side, it was kind of challenging.
Yeah,
with those animations.
Yeah.
It had some really tough points to.
It was like data C at your period of time when you started working.
Yeah, data C and those buttons.
Yeah, lotly animations and interactions. I think that's the period. Actually, like I was still involved in those interview processes and stuff, but those two were my main things in that period of time.
At that period, I was only focused on QA because I was also the part-timer worker. But as I can see, you were on many sides at these moments, like projects, companies, staff, then clients.
Yeah. That's the thing about. We were like a small ship at that moment, and we could always. Now it's harder to do those things as Ahmed said. You shouldn't do all the things now because we have a lot of people, and every single one has responsibility for the project and think they are working. So that's the key thing right now. Back then, there was a need for that, and right now there is no need for that. The bigger need is to be better with
to focus on
the
one
clients,
or two things and be good at those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, also on our performance review meetings, and for the listeners and watchers who doesn't know, performance review process is type of process when we give feedback to our employees. Mm-hmm. Every few months by already defined skills. And I can remember the skill that were the highlighted for each of us was adaptability and versatility, because we were so small team and we have multiply responsibilities at these times. So let's say that somehow everyone expect from everyone to be everywhere. Like, I can remember later on when I would become the full-time worker. I was QA on Saloon. Also, I became project manager on our second startup. Also, I was doing QA there. Also, the idea of podcast has started back then, and also close sessions with Rehan. So I was, I think, at five sides minimum, let's say. So I believe that company's growth happened during that time because you personally grew, and of course that influenced the company.
Everything.
Yeah, and for me, the best experience, the best learning experience was when I was on multiply sides, when I had multiply responsibilities compared to the period when I was doing only QA. I don't know what do you think about this one? But I believe that's the reason why we got here. Where are we right now?
Who
What do you think, Kel?
I don't know. I think this is the natural flow.
Of course.
Especially with a small company at the beginning. Now you need to focus more on your skills and craft your skills. And there is no need to be in so many fields. And that's also a good thing. Life and day is too short to work on all of those things. So focus is a good thing now. Back then, it was really interesting doing those things. But as I said, it's like a natural process that evolves.
Yeah, I agree with you partially. In a way that it is kind of interesting every time you try to do multiple things at the same time when you are responsible for all the parts of the project. I think it will always be interesting. Mm-hmm. But question is, do we have a time for all that?
Yeah.
And are we good for all those stuff? Yeah. There are people that can do those things better because it's their job. So why not let them do those things? And we can, even from project manager perspective, we can oversee those stuff, mm-hmm. Try to give our opinion and work as a team. But also, when it's a small team, you can do all those things in a way you can. And it will be really interesting because all the time you will be at every level and every aspect of the project involved. And it will always be interesting. But as you grow, you need to focus on a couple of things, mm-hmm. especially one or two things. Because you need to follow the industry and learn new things there, because you need to keep the track of the new things in industry and not lose your tempo in that way, I would say.
But I believe back then we didn't have luxury to be focused on only one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing about growing. Like when Ahmed got MediaOcean, the key thing for company and for Ahmed was MediaOcean. So to have that thing and be good at MediaOcean, he had to continue and only the main focus be on his technology.
Had to be fully focused on that.
Yeah.
And if I want and like to do some other things for company, I had to do it kind of in a spare time. That is also challenging. You are taking your time from family and friends, so you need to keep the balance. So if you are doing multiple things, maybe some of those aspects will hurt either family or work, or you will get your head too much involved in some things that you won't make good progress in some other fields, which should maybe be your first and only priority. So
keeping
the balance is still, and looking for that balance in your life and work also is the main goal, and will always be my goal, definitely.
Yeah, but back then, I think that's my opinion. If we didn't have these challenges that you are talking about, we would not have the reason to push harder, to push ourselves to do more, because we needed to prepare space and everything to the next company's growth. Because as you can remember, we really had it later on in a few months in a new year.
Yeah, we had an expansion.
Yes.
Last year, I think we got 12 or 10, I'm not sure about numbers, but 10 new employees in 1 year, which for a kind of still small company is too much. Not too much, but it's a huge thing, because from 10 going to 20, it's doubling employees. Hmm.
But it would be hard to achieve if we didn't, as I said, push ourselves very hard.
I mean, you need to love your job
in
the first place to push it to the limits.
Push it to the limit.
Yeah. to be better at what you do every day. I remember while working on saloon, it was not tough for me. It was natural to me to come home, eat something, and continue working on saloon, because I wanted that project to be successful too much, and I put everything there. So when you love something, it's not really hard to work at anything or on how many sides you need.
Yeah, when you love something, you also work hard, and by that you gain confidence that really help you to grow personally. And I believe that every personal and professional grow affects the other one. The one thing that I remember very clear that at that time, Kerim has nickname Inishtiva. Yeah. And later on, we will figure out that Inishtiva is our core value. And I can remember that, as I said, Kerim was on many sides. And also when I would have something to ask, I would always ask Kerim because of creative solutions.
Yeah, he was and
he would always had something, always. How did you get that nickname?
It was like at the beginning, and when I just joined the company, and company was small at that time, and I had some ideas and saw some things before, which I was constantly talking with Rehan about on coffees, on
telephone.
No, it was like we called it like push pause. When we go out and smoke cigarettes or something, we would talk about those things. So I think that's where that nickname came out.
Mm. Yeah, and not just that, not just talking, but also doing.
Yeah, I mean,
yes. A lot of stuff there.
It was
like design, development, marketing.
I wasn't.
Was on probation for people lead. Taking initiative in interview processes, you brought, I don't know, 4 or 5 employees in this company. You recommended them, you find them, as you said, on faculty somewhere else.
Yeah, but
you had an initiative on multiple places. Yeah. That's way you got your nickname, actually. Not by talking, but by doing.
Doing was followed by talking.
So. Yeah.
I think that Ahmed explained it better than me, actually. So thank you.
So we mentioned recommendation for candidates for our company.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I don't know when that happened, but I think it's the end of this year. And I mean, not this year, year we are talking about. And I recommend one really close friend to mine, and I was pretty much sure that he will succeed in the interview. And
I was just trying to remember who it was.
Okay, I will not say the name.
Yeah, okay. 100%, it's not about that. I'm just going through my head.
But interview really went like bad, even though I was thinking that it should went well. And that's when I was thinking like, what kind of person is fit to Sunray? And after that fail of recommending something, I think that I stopped to look for a new potential candidate, because at that moment I wasn't even sure who is fit in Sunray. I'm not sure how you guys did that, like how were you looking for someone, but back then I realized that my perception of someone is not right, and it's definitely not fit for the Sunray. And later on I stopped for some time because I wanted to integrate more into Sunray culture and to bring I'm not sure, can I say more quality? I mean people with more quality and talents and skills. But it was really hard for me when I started to do that. I'm not sure about you.
I mean,
Because you don't want to recommend someone.
Recommendation was Kerim, actually.
2 times.
First time, you did design for, actually, maybe just probation design for something, not sure.
I don't remember, actually. But I don't think that's
successful cooperation, I think.
No, we just didn't agree on some things, yes. and that was all. I don't think we started at all. And after that, I started looking for a full-time job, like 1.5 years, 2 years, something like that. No, actually, one year.
Not sure how much. I think it was less than a year, I think. But anyway, my point was that you need to believe that someone will give to our company good stuff and give everything from his side to achieve and improve our company as much as he can. That was the way I was thinking about Kerim. I knew that he was all-rounder, and I believe that he can contribute to our company and push us to the next level also, to be one of the people who will take us to the next level, definitely. And that is my main point when recommending anyone for anything, actually. It is the personal level, I would say, not the technical level. Technical level gives you confidence that someone will work and someone will do a good job in technical sense, but it is not. It can be assuring that he will be a good fit for the company. He needs to have some personal qualities.
When it comes to my recommending, it was like, I don't want to recommend anyone because I need to recommend anyone, or I don't want to recommend anyone because we need someone. So I believe that type of recommendations, and I mean what we want, what we are looking for, was much clearer for me after we defined core values. I mean, that happened in the later periods, but I think that was somehow guide for me, like what are core values, and then if someone shares our core values, it's pretty much clear that we want that person here in Sanri, and that also person would be, I would not say perfect match, but really good match to us, without any complicated long onboarding process.
Yeah, I just remembered something when talking about football and we play football on Tuesday, and whenever we want to call someone from outside company and from outside that circle that already plays, it only requirement is if that person is not will not cause us any troubles in a sense from personal level, fighting and cursing. I'm not sure. So it's the same with company, actually. If the person doesn't make any problems, it's a good start. But if it has a positive mindset, then it's a great start, actually. So, yeah.
So maybe to go back to the past and what really happened in that period was, I guess the next thing that happened was team building in Blagaj. It was my first team building that happened, I think, in August or September. I'm not sure. It was summer. I only know that.
It was a warm weather in Herzegovina.
Yeah. And it was my first time.
Herzegovina is always good weather. So.
Yeah, I remember that we came in Blagaj on Friday, and then we played games on that night. And then the next day we did recap of Saloon and also company's growth, progress, and then the half of the day we spent for planning our second startup. And that was the first time when I was watching, and also was the part of it's not my first conflict, but that was the first time to see that someone in Sanre is in the conflict, and it was about our second startup. And I know that you guys thought that we, as far as I know, like we didn't go in the direction that you planned in the beginning, something like that. But after that, we agreed on all points that we made, and we also made some progress on that day. I know that because our second startup is independent news portal, that we also defined categories for portal. Also, we were thinking about name. Also, we had like UI UX prototype for our second.
Yeah, but it was like really early phase.
Yes.
It was like just a low fidelity wireframe, something like that. It wasn't.
Yeah, but it was the good start.
Yeah, you need to start from somewhere. So yeah. That was.
And I think that it was really nice experience for me because I in just 2-3 days I saw doing retro planning and also that fun part in our free time when real onboarding happened.
For me, it's a fun part also when normal people are in a positive conflict.
Yes, it was positive and healthy, of course.
From that conflict, we can get a better and new ideas. And that is what happened also there. We had the disagreements and tried to reach the common ground. And that benefited Plenum, actually. And after that motivational weekend, team building, call it whatever you want. But we were really motivated, I think. To continue working and Plenum just started improving and developing better in a way that we started making progress each week.
Mm-hmm.
Always there are ups and downs, but before that team building, we had some period where we just couldn't make any significant progress, I would say. Yeah, so conflict is always good. So you mentioned that that was the first time you saw conflict in Sanre, but I would say that positive conflicts are a part of everyday life, everyday work in Sanre. Positive things that get out from that are beneficial to a company.
Yeah.
If we are always agreeing with our bosses, Ryan and Sandy, I wouldn't say that it would be a creative environment, and we won't get any more good ideas, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of productive conflict that you define some new bullets and agreed on those things. Like, it's about different perception and pros, cons.
Or maybe misconception about what we are talking about.
Yes. But also I can remember that team building. I'm not sure how it went with Saloon, but for our second startup, during that weekend we had, like as I said, UI UX prototype of design. Also Riyad and Ahmed from tech side, they were investigating about technology that we will use. So we had kind of ground, right?
Riyad and Davdo, I think, because that was the start of tech team, actually.
Ah,
it wasn't called tech team at that moment, but Riyad and Davdo tried to investigate which technologies we should use on our next startup on Plenum and try to set up the environments, product, repositories, etc. So, as you mentioned, it was the start also for the tech team.
Yeah, and tech team like went through many phases
for
almost half of the year.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of the tech team at the beginning, and I think we got clear picture of tech team, what tech team should be and what tech team is. Only I think in previous year, but at that moment it was just trying new technical ways and implementation and seeing what industry wants us to use mm-hmm. and what are good practices, what are bad practices.
Yeah, after that team building in Blaga, somehow we were started to think about new teams, and later on we will define some processes, also establish some teams and many more things, and maybe I will talk about them later on.
Yeah, when you are talking about teams, one team or initiative that comes to my mind in which I was involved was Learning Session.
Oh yeah,
that's the now part of tech team also. People lead side, there is soft skills, but at that moment we are focused on new learning sessions and try to involve everyone to work on their English presentation part, but also to learn something new in company. And we had it like every 2 or 3 weeks. So that was also a good initiative, which is still alive.
Yes.
And improved. And
many teams that were established at that time are alive till now.
Then they were just ideas, and we just started collecting ideas and implemented them. And it's a successful initiative, I would say, and to this day.
There was interesting story behind all these teams and processes. And I think that that came from one moment. I mean, it's not one moment, it's period that lasts for a few months. And it was my sessions with Reyhan. Because after that team building in Blaga, Reyhan and I had so many sessions. I don't know, can you remember, but we had almost meeting every day that would last for a few hours. And it was turning point, I would say, for both of us, for Reyhan as well as me. Because at that time, Reyhan started to use whiteboard. And if you would just came to our meeting hall, like you could see whiteboard with a lot of random words,
hieroglyphs,
shapes and everything. But it was really meaningful for us at that time because Reyhan had urged to transfer some his ideas, and whiteboard was a pretty much good tool for that. And Reyhan and I had really good, we were really good match. I believe he's the person who really likes to talk, and I'm the person who really likes to listen. And also he's the person who really likes to bring many ideas, initiatives, etc., etc. And I'm the one who really likes organizational things as
documenting and document those stuff,
and every other organization. So it was the as I said, turning point for both of us, and we did a lot of things at that time. I think
basically establishing processes.
Yes, like
company processes in each direction, I would say.
I know that also at that period of time, I was organizing the spaces of our task management tool that we used, ClickUp, and everything that Reyhan would say at those meetings, it was written in some document. And I think that you can find still somewhere in some space.
Funny thing I would like to mention before going to something else is why I mentioned Reyhan hieroglyphs. If you are on a meeting with Reyhan and you are looking at the board while he's writing, it's all clear to you.
Yes.
But if you come after that meeting in a meeting room and see that board,
everything,
it's meaningless, really.
So it was a really nice collaboration. I believe I helped Reyhan with improving his management side, for which he has a really good talents, and he really helped me to integrate into Sunray culture. And as I said, we did so many things in those sessions. I think that we prepared template for our performance review meetings. We also had idea of developer records happened in one of our session. Also, the
Performance review actually
exist, but we didn't existed. Have.
We didn't have any documentation, yes. And you started documenting them. So now we have a fully documented performance review process.
And everything that that happened before me and during my time there, we now had defined somewhere else. And one interesting story that in that period, Rehan and I were talking about additional skills for managers and leaders. And we defined those skills in December of 2022. And guess what? We are using them now. Like no, we started
2 years later, yes.
Yes. So nothing was in vain. Everything has own purpose.
Yeah, well, all those things came up because someone noticed some issue in the company. And even though that we had only idea at the time, you had only idea at the time, it was something that we didn't throw in a trash can, but we maybe contemplated on that and used that before and improved that process. Everything was meant to happen.
Yeah.
Happened really.
And also Rehan had, as you already know, he had passion. He had interest in this side of people leading and coaching. And it really helped me for imagining the real picture of what leader is. And I feel right now a huge responsibility for every other employees that come, because I had so many sessions, as I said, with Rehan, and I learned a lot from him. And I believe that I am the one who really knows him. I literally know his facial expressions, what means. And sometimes I could either predict what he would say or what he would do. And it was a real coaching. Before coming to Sanre, I had, I think, four mentors in my professional and professional and personal life. And I believe that Rehan was and still is the better mentor that I had compared to each of them in the past. And as I said, I feel huge responsibility to transfer everything that I learned from him to other employees.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a core value of every company, knowledge transfer, actually. If we learned something from our senior or our supervisor or advisor or anyone who had more experience, or even you can learn from someone who has less experience, everyone, you can learn from everyone something, really.
Yes.
And it's a way that you try to give back to the company, to the community, and try to learn those things someone who maybe doesn't know them at the time. So transferring that knowledge is maybe a core value of the company, definitely.
And in every relationship that we had with someone, we learned. As I said, I learned from Rehan about leadership, but I know that he also learned from me, as he's admitted.
It needs to be a good match, actually.
Yes.
Maybe you have knowledge, you have everything, but you don't have a proper way to transfer knowledge to some person. And in the same way, maybe you will be successful transferring that knowledge to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to find that perfect match of coach and someone who learns, really. So,
And also I know that Karim was involved in all these organizational things before my coming and also during my coming. And we mentioned that Karim had nickname initiative. And Rehan was also full of initiatives. So also Karim and Rehan were a good match.
Their energies matched.
Yes, really, they are.
At that moment, I think Karim was also in the board, not sure. It was
I don't think so.
Something like, or maybe it was a couple of months
or you
after.
Joined
after, I think. Yeah, I joined something like that,
but
not sure.
But Karim was involved in every decision we made because of that initiative, actually.
Yes.
So I remember one of those meetings where we decided to go with Plenum. There were some people that weren't happy.
Plenum is, by the way, our second startup.
Yeah.
Working on.
But everything we decide collectively, we try to support, even though if someone doesn't agree, I know that everyone in this company will give everything that he can to make that idea work, even though maybe he doesn't believe that it will be something best or something successful. But we are here to make it work and make it successful, make successful ideas and put them in reality, actually.
Yeah.
I see this sentence as a highlight later. You'll be on the reel on
Instagram. Be on our social media.
Yeah.
You mentioned our second startup, and maybe it's a good start to talk about that a little bit more, because all of us were involved in our second startup. I was project manager for that startup, and it was also my first project manager experience in my career. And again, I was the first project manager in the company, in the Sanity. And
Can I correct you there? I think Ahmed was first.
I wasn't project manager.
No,
I
mean,
not
like a strict role of project management.
I mean,
you guys
Salon.
You guys had the thing on Salon when you were switching like every 2 months, I don't know, something like that. And I wasn't working at that period of time, but I remember Avdo and Riyadh's agreeing that when Ahmed was like leading those months, they were happy because he had everything arranged and had all the tickets done very good, and they knew what to do and stuff.
I think at that time Ahmed was really good in organizational things.
I mean, he is still today. So.
Yes.
Yeah, just not working on those in my everyday life. I'm focused on some other things. So, I mean, project manager, you are the first, definitely. Mm. But idea came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
We had a need on Salon also for project manager. So if we had a project manager on Salon who is dedicated to that role and QA, some things would go much better, probably.
Yeah.
And from that idea, we got new QA, new PM. And you started working on Plenum.
Yeah, and to be honest, I have never thought about being project manager before. And the idea of becoming project management, of being project manager, came when I was on interview and when Rehan and Sadi said, okay, we didn't see you as QA in a long term, definitely as QA and project manager, and later on only as a project manager. And it was really interesting to me to find that someone see skills in me as project manager. And that's the moment when I was investigating and searching a little bit more about project management. And also at that time, it happened that I would have issues with my faculty because of I couldn't go as full-time worker because of my faculty. And I know at that time I was also thinking about studying project management and changing whole degree because of project management. But then I realized, okay, if I would learn anything about management, it would be by working as project manager. And that's when I started to work.
Learning by doing, definitely.
Yes. And I remember, I was leading Plenum, but also you were there as my support.
Yeah, from a advisory side, tech side,
something like that. And I know that it was the goal, okay, if I have issue or challenge, I will talk with you, right? And if we are not able to solve it together, then we will go to Rehan and Sandy and to try something. So still, that was our second or I don't know which one, connection, to really close together. And I remember one-on-one meeting every Friday or Monday, I'm not sure. And I had always something to say to you, always some struggles, challenges. And that's when my real struggles actually happened, when I became project manager, because I believe, and I still think that as QA, I didn't have any big problem or issue so far. The only challenge that I had in my career right now is from perspective as project manager, because project management is more complex than QA. QA is only making sure that your product is with high quality, but project management is also about people. And
yeah, I mean, you need to take a look at much bigger picture.
Yes.
And you are responsible for the people.
Yeah, for each department.
People who work on that project. So you need to take care of a lot more stuff than you need to take care when you are QA or even developer. It can be easier job, but it's multitasking actually. So.
Yeah. But I enjoyed so far. I mean, I enjoy right now as well. But it was really a learning experience at that time, because it happened for the first time in my career. And I knew I had a team. Okay, you were my advisor. Amila was as designer, and her advisor was Karim, and also there was Senat from development, and also Reyhan was part of the team for some time. And then
I mean, Reyhan was someone who is
something like
product owner. Yeah. There,
yes, Sandy and Reyhan
put all the requirements that we need to to make work. And that's it. And when any of us had any issues, we had to talk with them.
Yes.
Really.
But the best solution for that would be to solve by ourselves. And if not, then we would approach Reyhan and Sandy. But of course, we would inform them if anything big, I would say, happened. So yeah, it was a really chaotic period, I would say. For me, I don't know, Karim, you got the opportunity to coach someone from design perspective, as far as I can remember, because you were involved in Plenum for even few months, right?
Yeah, but that period is kind of faded to me right now.
Really?
Yeah. I remember just figuring the basic concept or something like that at the beginning, and then Amila took things. And I had some review sessions, something like that. But after that, I think she got the showrunner as a client.
Oh, that was later. It was
no, it was
one
January
call.
Actually. One call was parallel with Plenum.
Yes.
And at January, she and Senat got the showrunner.
Yeah, that was.
So I think I don't think they worked like too much on the plan.
And Amila first started working on one co-working.
Yeah, and parallel with that, she was working on the
design.
Yeah.
And that later, after she started working on showrunner, she stopped working on one co-op.
Yeah.
Well, that is the later period.
There is one interesting story about Plenum and me in the role of project manager. I believe that Ahmed will remember the situation. It was our planning, 2 monthly planning. So we had all hands, and all hands is the meeting where we discuss about our progress from the previous 2 months, and also we make roughly plans for the next 2 months. And okay, all hands passed. That means that we need to prepare detailed 2 monthly plan for Plenum. And me as project manager, I should take care of making that plan with my team members. So we did some plan. Right now, from this perspective, I'm not sure can I call that as 2-monthly plan. But we presented that plan to Rehan and Sandy, and it was not good at all. It was disaster. And then we had session. You, Rehan, Sandy, and I think Senat was also there. And we did 2-monthly planning, but really detailed. Like, I could know what Senat would work on 7th week of month. And I believe that was, I felt that moment as my, the biggest failure at that time in my career. Because after that meeting, I asked Rehan and Sandy for one meeting with them. And then I got that meeting and I said to them, okay, I cannot do it. I want to give up. And I was really close to give up. I mean, I would not like... Rehan and Sandy gave me really inspirational and motivational speech after that.
I think
that.
You were hyped after that meeting.
And after that, I really was hyped up. And I said to myself, okay, Maida, you will not make that mistake anymore. And that's the moment when I really pushed myself very hard. And I believe that my, I don't know how can I call it, but the biggest achievement in my role of project management and my confidence got boosted during that time after, let's say, my biggest failure. And also...
I mean, you learn the most from your biggest mistakes.
Yes.
If you try to get a lesson from this and analyze those failures.
Yes, it was the first biggest challenge at that time in my project management role. And I even forgot what I wanted to say. But that failure really gave me, I mean, because of that, I really gained confidence later on. And from that moment also, my self-criticism began with, I mean, I struggle still with criticism, but not in that much, I would say, amount that I did back then. So it was a really turning point in my period. I mean, in my professional career at that time. And I believe that I achieved many things after that moment and after wanting to give up, which is ridiculous.
Everyone has some moment. Turning points in their career.
Yeah.
Especially failures or the nicest stuff that happened from which stuff which you will always remember and you will think of them as something that gave your career another boost. So even though I can't remember mine now especially, but definitely those were the moments, starting with Saloon and first failures, first successes, and you will remember those first always, definitely.
Yeah. And now when you compare them with the current ones, the that failures from the past are nothing to compare to current
one. Yeah, but
one, like,
those but failures are made us affected us more because we were at the start, we were inexperienced, and now even though the problems are bigger, you learned how to handle them and how to behave and how to communicate those issues. So biggest marks are left at the start of the career, definitely.
Yeah.
Until the next turning point, definitely. And while talking about planning, we got already to monthly plans and a couple of months into development of plan. Mm-hmm. But I remember one funny thing, let's say it, with Kerim, actually. I'm not sure if Kerim, but I think he is the godfather of Plenum. He gave the
way?
Name, maybe, not sure.
No, it's Rehan, actually. That's his name. He's
you were biggest supporter of that name. I remember once you were making design and you started putting Plenum everywhere. I was against it. why are you putting this? You will see, this name will stay.
and that name really stayed until
that was the thing. Like, we, when we need to do like branding or anything, we always said, okay, we'll do that at the end. I mean, not the branding, I mean the name and logotype. We always knew what the brand should be like. I was like, nah, anything that you say you will do, anything that you do as a temporary solution is
will stay as a long term one. Yeah,
will stay as long term solution, and that's always the reason in that's always the case in any aspect of the life.
So the lesson is, whatever you do, try to do it as best you can.
Yeah, right.
Because it will probably stay somewhere written until the end of time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And it was the case. Like, Plano was temporary name, which ended up staying as a name.
It probably will go to the production.
Yeah,
we hope.
I mean, it's already on production, like then.
I mean,
it
final
is.
Production. Yeah. Release day. Yeah. It's not still. It's still development phase.
Yeah. One. I would say. I mean. One. The most important thing. In this period, and was performance review. I think that they got defined. Yeah, we had them before.
Yeah.
But
at start, it was just talking and giving your feedback to Sandy and Rehan, and they were trying to give their feedback and how can you improve in your everyday work, what are you doing good, what are you doing bad, trying to get honest feedback from you and what they can change. And now it's a really standardized process with some side talks besides that,
I can remember the first performance review, and it was really a strange experience. I was preparing for that for almost a few hours, and when I entered the room, when we, Rehan and Sandy, were waiting me, I was too nervous. I don't know even why. And it, as I said, it was really strange to get feedback about skills that you thought that you are good at. And then Rehan and Sandy gave you a list of 10 bullets who prove you that you are wrong, and your whole self perception of you is changing. And of course, in the beginning, it hurt your ego a little bit, but after a few days you realize that, I mean, everything that they said, it was true, and also it was objective, and it takes you some time to, I would say, to bear that performance review. But I believe it was, as Ahmed mentioned, it's one of core process of us, and still, till this day, we are stick with that.
Yeah, I mean, you learn on those performance reviews, any reviews, how to receive a feedback in a good way and try to think of it and give your best to improve whatever you can from your side. And then it's not the thing that you are failure in that specific topic. After you give everything you can, then it's job done, actually. And I remember some of my first performance reviews, and I remember that I started comparing myself to others. I don't know what was the topic, but it is really somewhere still in my mind, where I was saying, I'm among the best in company in that specific skill. Why are you talking about it's on low level? But they said it's a low level for you. You need to grow.
Yes,
you can do much better in that specific role, and you have opportunity to improve that skill. Why do you want to stay on that lower level? I would say so.
And I always admire the ability of Reyhan and Sandy to give you such objective criticism that, as I said, sometimes can hurt your ego, but every time they end the meeting with such a motivational and inspirational speech, and then everything like bad that you received, you don't watch it as something bad, you watch it as your, I'm not sure how to call it, but like your tool to improve your traits and strengths, and also to work on your weakness. I don't know how to call it, to be honest.
I mean, every, especially bad feedback you receive, can just take you to a higher level.
Yeah, and I would say that bad feedback doesn't exist. Like every objective
feedback. Negative feedback. Yeah.
You
can receive negative or positive feedback. It's not bad, but it's talking about you in a way that you didn't do something right.
But even if we receive bad feedback, as you call it here, it's not because they want to hurt us. It's because they want us to grow in each way and to improve ourselves as much as it possible.
I think we had some instructions there.
Yes, I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really nice to see that second season of podcast is going on. This podcast really meant to me because in the period that we are talking about, I started with podcast and I was preparing questions, I was hosting some episodes, and I was really involved in whole process. And I can even remember now funny stories when I would prepare questions and I would come to Reyhan with them, and he would always said, "Mahida, this is not good, they are too general questions, give me something more Sanre oriented." But I think that this season will be the better one. I mean, it needs to be.
Next will be better than this one.
Yes, yes. And I really enjoyed this type of conversation.
To grow in a way of being someone who talks about something that happens to him live, actually.
Yeah.
You are talking about things that you haven't come prepared. So it's another opportunity to grow personally, but also to share your experience with our audience.
It's like opportunity to improve our public speaking skills, of course English, because English is not our native language. Then we improve, I don't know, can I call it type of coaching, because we share our experience and
self-coaching.
And we also thinking
remember
about
some things that we won't even think about, because it's not everyday topic in our life to talk about something that happened two years ago. So
it's a really good opportunity to also make that type of retrospective. Because
self-retrospective.
Self and team retrospective, like retrospective in each
week. In general.
Yes. Yeah. It was really nice conversation. It was really nice to talk about things that happened in the start of our career.
To remember some good things.
Yes. Yes. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kerem. Thank you, Ahmed. And thank you to all our listeners and watchers. And I can't wait to listen the next episodes with our another employees.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
See you next year, I guess.
Yeah.